riddle me this, gentle listener. What do Russian dogs and Kiwi politicians have in common? Give up? Try Ivan Petrovich Pavlov. While he won the 1904 Nobel Prize for Medicine for his pioneering studies of how the digestive system works, it's the dogs he conditioned to associate food with the sound of a bell until they drool on cue that most of us remember him for. I have no idea what Pavlov would have made of the drooling, yapping, and general insanity that followed the shock-horror revelations in the latest Investigate magazine. You know, the story that Air New Zealand had flown two charter flights to commercial airports in Kuwait and the United Arab Emirates carrying Australian Defence Force personnel. Now, it's a fact that the two countries are staging posts for commercial flights ferrying troops into and out of Iraq, but as far as I'm aware, nobody knows if these troops were heading for Iraq, and if they were, whether they were combat troops, support staff, or there to deliver humanitarian aid. But all the same, the political establishment went nuts. Helen Clark was appalled. Defence Minister Phil Goff and Foreign Minister Winston Peters don't know what the hell is going on, which is a worry in itself, but they don't like it, whatever it is. And when they know, I sure hope they'll tell us. And last, and certainly least, Peter Dunn just went bonkers, crapped on the living room floor, then started licking his rump. He thundered, "Air New Zealand's board and management should know they are the majority taxpayer-owned flag carrier for New Zealand, not the lick spittle lackeys of the Australian and American governments." At that moment, I realised what the Pavlovian trigger was. Iraq. I supported the war, while thinking its execution has been spectacularly inept, and I still do. But the fact remains I've always been in the minority on that issue, and the damn politicians know it. What all of the above seem to have forgotten is that simply because the government has a majority shareholding in an airline, it does not have the right to interfere, even directly or indirectly, in Air New Zealand or its customers going about their lawful business. And last time I looked, New Zealand does not dictate Australia's foreign policy any more than Helen Clark takes direction from Canberra. Call me a cynic, and you'd be right this time. But you've got to wonder whether the real issue is government policy or polls and political strategy. But what we definitely don't need is a panic-stricken government that can't distinguish between public policy, the proper operations of a state-owned enterprise, and their short-term political needs. The one thing you can say for dogs, Pavlovian or not, is when they become dangerous, you can have them put down. Pavlovian Kiwis in Wellywood? Well, the only way to put them out of my misery is at the ballot box. That day can't come soon enough.